New York has paused administering the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after the FDA and CDC recommended halting the doses because a few recipients developed blood clots. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Six of the 6.8 million Americans who've already received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, all of them women, developed blood clots after receiving the doses. One died and another was hospitalized in critical condition. After the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control announced the temporary halt Tuesday morning, Governor Andrew Cuomo said New York State is also pausing the doses.
We have stopped using Johnson & Johnson in this state.
Cuomo spoke at an unrelated event at an apple orchard that was closed to the media and the public and where he answered no questions about the vaccine delay. The governor says there are enough alternative doses available for state-run vaccination sites to continue with appointments.
We do have enough Pfizer and we do have enough Moderna vaccination to keep our schedule and to keep those numbers happening.
State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker advises anyone who did receive a J&J dose and develops a severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath within 3 weeks after the vaccination to contact their doctor. But Zucker says the incidence of developing blood clots after the vaccine are extremely rare. While the delay won't affect the state's mass vaccination sites for now, it will impact the state university system. It had planned on using 21,000 doses of Johnson & Johnson to vaccinate as many students as possible before the end of the spring semester. SUNY Chancellor Jim Mellitus, speaking at an event in Syracuse, says the pause will affect those plans.
Today was a little bit of a curveball for us with the Johnson & Johnson vaccinations.
Mellitus says SUNY is working with the state to locate alternative vaccines, and he says no one should cancel their appointments because substitute doses have been found in some cases.
Why we like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was because it was one and done. It was very easy for our residential students to get one shot and then go home for the semester.
Mellitus says if the campuses have to shift to the two-dose vaccines, the process might not be finished before the semester ends in a few weeks. He says if that happens, SUNY health officials will try to make arrangements so that students can get one or both doses at home. The vaccines are not mandatory, but Mellitus left the door open for a vaccine requirement for students if enough do not get vaccinated voluntarily by the end of the summer. The vaccination delay comes as the state continues to ramp up access to vaccine sites. Governor Cuomo announced that the state-run site at SUNY Albany, which has been administering 2,000 shots a day, will be moved to the nearby Cross Gates Mall beginning Friday, April 16th. The vaccinations will be given in a recently closed Lord & Taylor department store, which has the capacity to give out 6,000 doses a day. Federal officials hope the Johnson & Johnson pause will only last for a few days. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.